Hello, Audio Boom. It's February, day 28. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
And it's the last day of the February audio channels.
You sounded like you were going to cry then. It's the last day.
And I have to say, to be honest, I've really quite enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah, I have enjoyed it. As I said yesterday, one can't be inspired by everything, but some of it I've really enjoyed. It's been fun to give me something to yatter about every day.
Yeah, because you really need an excuse, don't you?
Absolutely. And
as same as me. I can never find stuff to talk about otherwise.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, I've enjoyed it.
It's been nice to have suggestions, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been nice to... Prompt. I mean, I don't think I would have done it myself, but it was nice to take part in yours.
I mean, I'm new to Audio Boom, so I wouldn't have been moved to Boo Every Day without the February challenge.
No, I think that's true. You wouldn't.
So three words to describe it. I would say fun and laughs. Yeah.
I don't know what I would say. If I think of anything during the boo, I'll tell you, but I can't think of anything at the moment.
So, yeah.
It certainly cheers up a bit of a rubbish month, though, doesn't it?
What, weather-wise and stuff?
Well, yeah. Well, certainly in here in the UK and in a lot of Europe and that, and I think in America,
message it's notification, Twitter, text message.
It's kind of dreary and dull. We have had quite a lot of sunshine, actually, having said that, but it's cold and it goes dark early and all that kind of thing. So it's nice to have something to distract you from that a bit and
it is
lift you out of it and stuff.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Will I do it next year? Yes. Yes, I will.
Not sure if I will. I did a couple last year.
Yeah.
And then I stopped.
You should do it.
Yeah, well, we'll see what the topics... For me, it depends a huge amount on what the topics are. The topics at the beginning, I can't remember what they were now, but they didn't really inspire me very much, so I didn't start doing it. It was quite amusing when you did last year's one, though. That was quite funny.
I did last year's one?
Yeah, you did the health and safety thing.
Oh, yeah, I did that accidentally.
By mistake.
Yeah. If anyone knows, because I have a WordPress... I have a WordPress blog called Hominid, if anyone's interested. Hominid.
No, it's not quite the same as Blue Lagoon.
No. So.
Or Medrin.
If anyone knows if they do a similar thing regarding topics.
Well, if anyone knows if they do a similar thing.
Sorry?
What, WordPress?
Yeah, if WordPress do a similar thing to...
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant, if anyone does WordPress, can they let me know if anyone knows if they do that sort of thing?
No. I'll start the question again for the benefit
it's
of everyone.
It's really confusing.
I have a blog on WordPress, okay, called Hominid, if anyone wants to look at it. So I wondered if anyone knows if WordPress do a similar thing to this February thing, as in give you a topic to write about.
That makes more sense.
Rather than talk about.
Because
I've written around 70-odd articles, but sometimes it's difficult to think of ideas. So if anyone knows if WordPress do a similar thing, as in giving you stuff to write about, let me know, please. Yeah. My expectation and hope was that this would be a stereo recording, but the microphone we ordered hasn't arrived yet,
which is rubbish.
So won't arrive tomorrow, so it'll be Sunday.
It might arrive today though, sometime.
Might, although
have you checked outside the door just in case they were lazy and they didn't?
No.
Yeah, so that might could be something to...
They wouldn't. No, they would knock the door first
always.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
What if there's a temporary postman from an agency because the other one's not there?
What, just happened to be today because it's your microphone?
Yeah. Actually, though, when I last had a microphone delivered, It wasn't the normal post person. It was like a different one.
Was it called Mike?
I don't know what he was called. Yeah, he should have been. Mr. Mike Crophone.
So.
Mr. Ruffone, yeah.
Mr. Ruffone.
Yeah, Mike Ruffone.
Maybe it's yeah. Mike Ruffone.
Yeah. I think mine was better.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. That's up to the audience to decide.
Do you think anyone actually listens to all this nonsense?
Well, I know for certain, Gwendolyn, bless her, is a very avid listener to my garbage.
Yeah, garbage.
And she always comments upon your singing.
Aww.
So if you have any songs that are inspired by February, or Audio Boom, or microphones, I can think of one song with February in it, I think. Doesn't American Pie have it in?
February made me shiver, every paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step, and I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day. The music died. There you go.
Okay.
How long have we got left?
Ages. I was going to join in, but my throat, my voice today is generally weird. Maybe I'm on the turn or something. Maybe medication's paying off. And I've finally become Beryl Jane.
Beryl Jane?
Yeah.
Instead of Barnabas Geronimo.
Precise.
Also, there's January, February, I don't understand why it is you say you leave and then you turn around. You won't settle down, you've got both feet off the ground. January, February, don't you turn around. Something like that, anyway.
Can I just say hi to Bob in the black boots, please?
What's your boo? You can do what you like.
He messaged me today. Thank you, Bob. Sorry, Bob. Blackadder. Blackadder. Hello, Bob.
Bob.
Oh, amazing. Anyway, Bob. Robert Bob. Bob, thank you for your boo regarding the pen.
The pen?
Yeah.
What about sort of a pen?
Pretentious people taking pens around and writing on napkins.
What?
Yeah, just be there.
I think perhaps you did.
Thanks, Bob.
I've no idea what you're talking about. Why was he booing you about that?
He mentioned that apparently some people think you're not a proper writer unless you sit in a cafe and write on a napkin.
Oh, okay. Is he a writer then?
I think he does it for fun, sort of thing.
Okay.
But that sounds patronising. It wasn't meant to be. That's not his main gig.
You've just lost a follower.
No, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. Oh, gosh. 999! No, I think he does a bit, but I think his main job is in sewage.
Oh, lovely. Good for him.
Or water. Water, sorry, Bob. Water. Water. Just sit here and say water a few more times.
Yeah, just go water
treatment.
Water.
Water treatment.
Water treatment. Water treatment.
But he does write, I believe.
Superstition or tradition. Water.
He does write, I believe, which is great. And, hello to his other half, Gina. Hello, Gina.
Mm. You just did that sexy voice for Gina.
No, it's not sexy.
Yeah, you did.
It's just a late night radio voice. I should be on the radio. I'd love to be on the radio.
You'd love that.
Yeah.
No, I should be on the radio with my voice.
Maybe we should both have a show. Hello, this is the Night Owls with Fiona and BJ. Hope you're tucked up nice and ready for us to listen to you all night long.
Well, no, well, we'd have to be in separate studios because you're creeping me out now. That's really weird. Wow.
So if anyone wants me to give me a talk show...
Run away.
Shut up, I'm talking. Thank you. If anyone wants to give me a talk show...
How rude is that?
Let me know. I can do night radio and do this sort, Here's another one from Engelbert Humperdinck.
Humperdinck?
How do you say it?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
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 Is that a real name or just a stupid word?
That's both, I think.
It sounds like a Polish soup, really. Humperdinck soup. Anyway, February is drawn to a close.